level with me, Wolo. This Memphis team more than likely has to win the American Conference tournament and get the automatic bid. What kind of shot does the alma mater really have here, home stretch? I know there's a Houston game looming this weekend. What kind of shot do the Tigers have in the American tournament, Fort Worth, Texas? What do you say, sir?
Well, I think if they were to beat Houston on Sunday, that is a nationally televised game, noon Eastern time. If they win that game and then, say, got to the championship game, I think there is an outside chance. The league didn't do them any favors. I think Mike Oresko would say in hindsight that he gave too much leeway to the athletic directors and to the coaches in scheduling, because some weird things have happened down the stretch. Houston refused to play Memphis two games. They played last Sunday. They're not playing again until they play Memphis on Sunday. The league had actually moved that USF game from last night. It was supposed to be tonight. They moved it to Tuesday, so there could be a Thursday game with either Houston or Wichita State. And both Wichita State and Houston didn't want to play the game. So they want to try to protect where they are right now. I don't think it helps the league. I don't think if you're viewing from the outside, you're looking at a group that's trying to really be competitively balanced at all. I think they're trying to protect the seeding for Houston, and I think they're trying desperately to make Wichita State the second American team that will get a bid. But I don't think that their resume is good enough as it stands. So it may be a mistake. And the commissioner, I don't know if he really made these calls or if ADs and coaches who were given more leeway because of COVID this year, they're the ones that have sort of messed this whole thing up.
Just important that the league wanted Houston and Memphis to make up the game that Memphis missed because of their COVID pause. And the league, if I'm correct, Wolo, correct me if I'm wrong, the league said you're playing Houston the final week, midweek of the season before you play Sunday. And Houston said no. The league wanted it to happen, but Houston said no. Do I have that right?
You do have that correct. Basically, about 10 days ago, Penny Hardaway on his television show said to me, they're moving the USF game to Tuesday so that we can play Houston on Thursday in Houston on Sunday in Memphis. And Houston said, no, we're not doing that. Because Memphis had COVID and disrupted the first game, there's a rule that if you only play once, the team that had COVID that caused the cancellation has to go to the other team's place. That's what they wanted. They could have played twice this week. And Houston said no. In fact, Houston said, let them play Wichita State, which Memphis beat by 20 points earlier in the year. And Wichita State said, no, thanks.
Play and again, Houston. Play Houston. To your point, you're leaving it up to the schools and their ADs, and that's the American Conference, which, again, Houston is in at large even if they don't win the tournament. So it's possibly a two-bid league if Wichita, Memphis, or somebody else wins the tournament, but still some hanky-panky at the end of the year. And I'm a Tiger through and through. The Tigers should be playing Houston here at the end of the year.
Thanks for listening to this segment of the Three Dog Thursday podcast. Reminder, hear the full show through Red Circle Podcasting. Also, subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. And thank you for finding us for Three Dog Thursday.